Kamala Harris pushes gun control before Gilroy shooting details known. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 28, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Kamala Harris tweeted about needing to fight a gun violence epidemic before the details of the Gilroy shooting, including the number of wounded, were even known. Breitbart News reported that an active shooter was reported at the Gilroy Garlic Festival on Sunday. Harris tweeted. In fact, Harris sent her tweet a mere 2 minutes before President Donald Trump tweeted to inform the nation that the gunman behind the shooting had yet to be apprehended. Trump tweeted. Despite not knowing the status of the gunman, in addition to not knowing the status of victims or their numbers, Harris began urging Americans not to tolerate a gun violence epidemic. She did not mention that California has every gun control the Democrats are pushing at the federal level. The state has a confiscatory red flag law, an assault weapons ban, universal background checks, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, a requirement to secure a gun safety certificate from the state before buying a gun, a good cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance, a requirement that ammunition purchases only purchase from in-state vendors who have been approved to sell ammunition, and a requirement that all ammo purchasers undergo a background check at point of sale. Despite all these gun controls, groups like the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence likewise responded to the Gilroy attack with a gun control push before the facts were even in. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsRadio. Reach him directly at @HawkinsBreitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.